Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." And so they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started around 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my money? Are you envious because I'm generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Now you know that each year our diocese participates with the propagation of the faith in what we know as the Diocesan Mission Appeal, and today I'm very pleased to have Sister Joanna with us. I've known Sister Joanna for a lot of years, not here, but when I worked in Syracuse, we ran into each other quite a bit. And I can tell you, she's a hard worker. She's not only a hard worker, but she's a very compassionate woman and has worked many years at St. Vincent's among the Sudanese refugees in Syracuse. She's a great lady, so I welcome her to Holy Trinity tonight. Sister?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, church. It's a good one, or evening. It's a good one. The response doesn't show that it's a beautiful day outside it. Good afternoon, church. Thank you. This is a great place to be. You have all the spiritual blessings, the great persons, you have them all. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you very much for the introduction. Well, as Father mentioned to you, my name is Sister Mary Joanna, and I'm originally from Ghana, but my order was founded in Nigeria. I work with the immigrant and the refugee family, just as Father said. But then, today's gospel, or today's reading, make it known to us that God's ways are not our ways. And then the gospel reminds us that we sometimes judge with limited understanding. But God, who is compassionate, who is loving, who is merciful and generous, as stated in the gospel, judges with infinite knowledge. One thing we have to know is that there's something common after our labor here on earth, and that is the final reward, heaven. Whether you work for 6 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours, there is a place for all of us. Isn't that something? Yes, it is. So, Father has told you about every year what we do, the mission appeal. It is because all the mission communities in the fields of the church, every year we tell our stories to the bishop. And then the bishop, after hearing or listening to our stories, find a way or create an opportunity for the faithful to be part of the mission work of the church. And then it's not only listening, but when these are presented to you, the mission appeal, it helps you also to take a foot. You may not be going outside for a mission work, but then you do your own mission work here where you are presently serving. So the bishop creates this opportunity for the faithful to be part of the mission work of the church. And for this reason, when we petition to the bishop, he assigns a mission or a church to us. And not only that, in conducting the mission appeal, the message of other languages and cultures, it helps you to get in touch with our Catholic teaching, giving you also an opportunity to step foot across ocean to continue to share the gospel message. How do we carry out this mission duties? Some of us go to the mission land, and some, for one reason or the other, they are unable to go. Therefore, they give to the mission collection, just as you are about to do today. We need your support to help us establish and continue our mission work in Africa, here in the United States and beyond. Because where one cannot go, another person goes on behalf. Now, here is my mission story, but before I continue, how many of us here are of Irish origin? Any Irish here? Okay, thank you. Well, as I go on, you know why. We know that in every generation, women struggle through to find a voice, right? Is it true? It is. Now, it's because of the plight of females and the underprivileged in early 1900s that inspired our founder to found our order in August 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, in 1937. He was an Irish missionary, just as all of us know. In the early 1900s, many missionaries from Europe, North America, were sent to Africa to evangelize. We know the story very well. So when he went there, as a missionary, he couldn't speak the language. He did not understand it. But then he saw something in the society, that the system was not favoring women. For instance, women were denied education and social benefits. With compassion for women, he founded an indigenous institute of human religious that would take care of their own women and their children. And that is why we came into existence as an institute in the church. We have been responding to the needs of the time through various apostolates of teaching, medical, pastoral, and social work. We have also been responding to these challenges since our foundation as a religious institute. And today, more than ever, our services are sought not only in the African continent, but also other continents. And that is why you see many of us here. Without your help, we may not be able to continue functioning, or we may not be able to respond to the numerous needs that are presented to us each day. For instance, we have already established a center for healing and hope in Freeport, Illinois. This center is for women battling with the prospect of unprepared motherhood. We take care of them. Our members come from different parts of Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, and Kenya. And these are some of the countries where we work or where we serve, including Sierra Leone, Chad, Tanzania, Cameroon, and Benin, in Europe and here in North America. As you heard me, some of the countries I mentioned in Africa are at war. Our sisters are there for them. They started the work before the war. They couldn't leave them, so they need your help to sponsor them. Not only that, where we are trained, Father will understand me more. We have 6 formation houses, just like you have seminaries where you train the priests. We have 6 of them in 3 countries, 2 in Ghana, 2 in Nigeria, and 2 in Kenya. And in all, we have more than 600 candidates. And you know what it means to feed a family of 5 a week, for a week, month, and a year, right? So, consider that. We also serve the sick, hungry, and desperate mothers and their needs in our clinics. In Ghana, when we started, for the past 25 years by then, we were only 7 kids, the regular kids. But then, when we celebrated 25 years, we did a reflection and said, and we found out that there were part of the society we neglected as religious. Who were those? They were the physically challenged kids. In Africa, these children, they don't get any benefits. Their parents are unable to, you know, provide their needs. Therefore, they are left unattended, unlike regular kids. So we decided to build a school for the handicapped. And then we said, no, it's not going to help. We have to mix them up. So we have a special school for these children. And we need equipment and special recreational equipment for them. And that is why we come to you today. Some families also, like orphans, exclusively depend on our mission hospitals and clinics to sponsor their medical and social care. Some of the children and young adults also depend on our mission schools to sponsor their education. Our sisters reach out to those or the needy in remote areas where our government does not go. They manage to go there during election time, and you know what they are looking for, right? Their votes. And after that, they are left. So our sisters, when they get help, they go to these places. They form stations called mobile clinic. If any of you, some of the nurses, doctors you know, or medical personnel, mobile clinic. It's amazing how they go there with their equipment. Sometimes there are no roads, so they carry the equipment on their head. As you see me, I can carry something on my head on this wheel. That's what we used to do. So you are welcome to help us to support and alleviate the suffering of many of these underprivileged. When it comes to mission activities, you can see that we are recycling the faith, right? Now, African countries are sending missionaries to Europe, North America, and sometimes regions as well. In a way, we are also repairing the countries whose missionaries first brought us the faith. It's a way of appreciating. This is also a sign of the growth of the church. And I am proud to be a product of an Irish missionary. So those of you who are of Irish descent, good job. One of you made me who I am today. And of course, the Italians and every origin of every nation, we are all together building the church. So our founder was a missionary and he wanted us to be missionaries as well. And that is why you see us all over the world. Good job to all of you who have been helping us, helping the missionaries in the past and present. The missionaries planted good seed, and we need to help to continue functioning. Thank you very much in advance, and thank you for your generosity. God bless you. Thank you.
If you have forgotten your plain white envelope for Sister's collection today, we put some plain white envelopes by the collection box if you want to leave a donation for Sister if you didn't bring one before Mass. Let us stand now and profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose.